the accident as the cleanup crews continue to clean up the area, saying, quote, I think anytime people hear a train derailment, they're concerned, especially when they see a lot of train derailments on the news and there's chemicals in the water and hazardous material in the air. And again, we were very fortunate we had no hazardous material spill. So that relieves a lot of people's worries and concerns. The train company of BNSF said that no one was injured in the event and the investigation for the cause of the accident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Cities across the state of Kansas say they're working on trying to clean up their streets, but one city in particular says they have more than 7,997 potholes that they've been patching up with their temporary pothole emergency program. As WIBW reports that the city of Topeka said that the state street department crews have been working to repair the potholes for their 11-day temporary emergency declaration, with so far more than 9,000 of the potholes being filled in. They say during the winter months like this, crews use a cold mix of asphalt that they fill the potholes in with temporarily, and once the warmer weather comes around, the hot mix of asphalt will be used by crews for the longer-lasting repairs around the area. They say with the city working on their pothole procedures around the city, they will be focusing on residential areas that were not addressed during the 11-day emergency declaration. In other news, the Wichita Public School District is announcing different school buildings that may be closed down next year after they say they're facing more than a $42 million shortfall for the upcoming 2024 and 25 budget school year. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Tuesday night basketball live, Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde. It's on FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app.
Warning the public about the use of counterfeit $100 notes at local businesses. Just since last Thursday, the police have seen 7 instances where people were trying to make purchases with fake bills, including at a local boba tea restaurant, 2 auto parts store, and a sandwich shop. Each time someone attempted to use the bills, they would make a purchase of under $20 and then ask for change. At least 2 of the incidents involved a younger black male around 6'2" with a slender build. In other news, 24-year-old Daniel Ramirez Castaneda of Grand Island has been arrested for attempted second-degree murder following a stabbing of his 22-year-old girlfriend. She is suffering from multiple wounds to her head and hands, and he has been arrested on charges of attempted second-degree murder, intentional child abuse, amongst his other charges. The intentional child abuse charge coming when officers realized that a 6-year-old and a 9-month-old were inside the home and witnessed the fight. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
¿Qué es el radón? La exposición en casa al gas radón es la causa principal de cáncer de pulmón en los Estados Unidos para los no fumadores. En Kansas, una de cada cuatro casas tiene niveles más altos a los sugeridos por la Agencia de Protección Ambiental de los Estados Unidos. El cirujano general recomienda realizar pruebas en todas las casas y mitigarlas de ser necesario. Visite www.kansasradonprogram.org para más información. Este mensaje es traído por el programa de Radón en Kansas, la Asociación de Emisoras de Kansas y esta estación.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners have tentatively scheduled a meeting with Jeff Lane February 26th at 10 a.m. Lane is the architect for the jail project. Discussion regarding the county being added to special legislation for a sales tax was held. If the county is added and would go for another sales tax, this legislation would eliminate the need for interlocal agreements with cities. The county clerk will research this option and procedures. Washington County deputy appraisers submitted neighborhood revitalization distributions at last week's meeting with 89 applications submitted. In January, the appraiser's office sent out letters asking status reports on the projects. Those failing to reply run the risk of being disqualified for the program. Washington County is the first in Kansas to have been approved for a waiver allowing ambulance driver assistance with eight people who have been hired recently, five of which have completed training. Four other Kansas counties have applied for the 12-month waiver, an effort to alleviate a shortage of EMTs in rural areas. Washington County continues efforts toward establishing a countywide ambulance service. The eight new hires, several of which have previous emergency service experience, will be split between Washington and Hanover departments. Nemaha County Commissioners heard an update on the Kansas Rural Opportunity Zone program through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Nemaha County is one of 19 participating in the program that's experienced population growth, in part due to the Student Loan Repayment Incentive Program. Commissioners expressed concern the program was not as fully utilized as it could be by local businesses, and also noted concern with available housing with population increases. Officials with the state replied that it can be a tool for recruitment, and various state resources are available for affordable housing and daycare in local communities. Following discussion, it was passed unanimously to continue participation. Commissioners reviewed a tax abatement proposal from CSI Conveyors. They've scheduled a public hearing on that expansion February 26th at 10 a.m. Pawnee County Commissioners appointed Deputy County Clerk Rachel King to the County Clerk's position effective March 2nd, with the pending retirement resignation of Candy Nicholas. The board also approved purchase of a new patrol vehicle using ARPA funds at a cost of $67,000. An informational meeting was held in Clay Center last week by High Plains Resources, a Wichita company that's pursuing exploration for hydrogen through 2D seismic testing in Clay, southern Washington, southwest Marshall, northwest Riley, and northern Dickinson counties, among eight in northeast Kansas. They're in the process of acquiring county permits and seeking landowners' permissions for the project. Kansas Bureau of Investigation arrested former Clay County, Kansas Undersheriff Harold Stellner of Clay Center, who turned himself in Friday afternoon on his arrest for mistreatment of a confined person. An investigation was initiated in October when the sheriff discovered evidence of an incident in late September whereby Stellner allegedly struck an inmate. His employment was terminated shortly after, and the investigation continues with the state attorney general's office prosecuting the case. Washington County High School winter homecoming was held Friday. Kylie Rickers was crowned queen and Carson Kern king.
¿Qué es el radón? La exposición en casa al gas radón es la causa principal de cáncer de pulmón en los Estados Unidos para los no fumadores. En Kansas, una de cada cuatro casas tiene niveles más altos a los sugeridos por la Agencia de Protección Ambiental de los Estados Unidos. El cirujano general recomienda realizar pruebas en todas las casas y mitigarlas de ser necesario. Visite www.kansasradonprogram.org para más información. Este mensaje es traído por el programa de Radón en Kansas, la Asociación de Emisoras de Kansas y esta estación.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Raymond Dean Richard, age 84, passed away February 6th. Memorial service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Marysville Methodist Church, visitation preceding interment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dean Richard. Marianne Bonning, age 93, passed away February 3rd. Graveside service Thursday, 2:30 at the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 2 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Marianne Bonning. Donald W. Don Harmer, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Don Harmer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and diced pears. Tomorrow, baked fish, cheesy potatoes, asparagus, and cinnamon apple slices.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny into Thursday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. There will be a chance for some snow showers into Friday as well, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. And clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. And staying a bit warmer into Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44, record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 26, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01. It's 31 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 13th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Kramer Oil, safety always comes first. We're here to keep your home and shop warm with reliable propane delivery, which is why with your first fill-up, we perform a complimentary leak check. Your safety is our top priority, so you can rest easy knowing we've got you covered. And we're not just about safety, we're about convenience too. Need propane when you want it at a fair price? Call or text us today at 785-562-2466. We're here to serve you.
C&K Services knows those who return from active duty deployment in the military sometimes come home with physical or mental problems. The VA hospitals and clinics are set up to help these brave individuals. From the friendly staff at C&K Services in Sabetha, always proud to support our troops.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. A look into the future. Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs sojourned to Toronto. San Antonio won 122-99. Wemby leading the way. 27 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 block shots. He fell 5 assists short of a quadruple-double. Post game?
For some reason, we felt great today. you know, had some great rhythm, started the game strong. I guess it's just the NBA, you know, we got ups and downs in terms of shape, and today was an up day.
The Cavaliers' nine-game winning streak came to a screeching halt on their own home court, no less. The 76ers escaping Cleveland with a 123-121 victory. Cavs star Donovan Mitchell.
We didn't come out the right way, and, you know, basketball guys don't reward you, you know, for that.
Jalen Brunson of the Knicks tied the Rockets in Houston with 8 seconds left, but was whistled for a foul with 0.3 seconds left. The Rockets hit the free throws and won 105-103. Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau.
Tough way to lose a game. Tough way to lose a game. If you look at the film, you see it. It is what it is.
The T-Wolves drubbed the Clippers 121-100. The Bucks beat the Nuggets 112-95. And the Warriors won their fifth in a row, crushing the Jazz 129-107. More NCAA Top 25 men's upsets. Number 6, Kansas at unranked Texas Tech.
That's it. Texas Tech, 79-50.
The call on Learfield, the Red Raiders shocking the Jayhawks. Ninth-ranked Duke beat Wake Forest, 77-69. On the ice of the NHL, the Rangers won their fifth in a row, blanking the Flames 2-0. The Wild outscored the Golden Knights 5-3, and the Flyers beat the Coyotes, also 5-3. Nielsen and Adobe Analytics say the Super Bowl 58 was the most watched program in TV history, more than 123 million viewers. This is Rich Cantor, ABC Sports.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Tuesday night tip-offs in our feature game, Valley Heights entertains Clifton Clyde live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Hanover is at Washington County. Frank Fernando Nega Axtell travels to Troy. Lynn's at Lakeside Downs, and Centralia will host Blue Valley Randolph. Marysville idle until Friday. Again tonight, it's Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Selling at the Tryonic Scimitals 49th Annual Production Sale will be 125 performance-tested Scimitals, Sim Angus, Angus, and Red Angus herd bull prospects, as well as 25 fall-bred heifers. Sunday, February 18th, the sale begins at 1 p.m. with a complimentary lunch beginning at 11. If you can't make it, be sure to watch and register on dvauction.com, where bidding is free. It's a great set of bulls that will no doubt add profitability to your operation. It's the 49th Annual Tryonic Scimitals Production Sale, Sunday, February 18th at 1 p.m.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Tuesday mornings, and it's at these times that we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. What's the latest, Larry?
Well, there's a new study out, folks, and I'm excited about this because I think it's not only showing promise for genetically modified pig organ transplants, it's one that's going to work because, as you know, we've been using genetically modified pig organ transplants in the past, and in quite honestly, for quite some time, there's been some pig organs used for heart, but this might work for a lot of things. An average of 17 people in the U.S. every day are waiting for a transplant. 17 people. More than 100,000 are on a waiting list. We have a tremendous need for this. And this new deal looks like it's pretty much already through the Food and Drug Administration. They don't have a lot to have to prepare for this. So we'll have to wait and see. But they've experimented with alternatives for a long time. But the doctors now see a potential for replacing failing human organs with genetically modified pig organs. So that's the deal. I can't wait to see if it turns out to be reality. And I think from what I can read, it does look like this is a very strong possibility. So those of you folks who are in terrible need of something like this, let's hope it works. In the meantime, the fertilizer outlook for prices continues to be weak. Boy, I like that. Tell you what, we've lost a lot of price on fertilizers in the last year or two. Example, new ammonia prices right now running around $6.45, $6.50 a ton, basically where you're at. In 2022, it was $9.50, $300 a ton difference. That's going to help again spring planting progress and especially the cost. Look forward to that. Also, we have urea, $100 a ton down from just November. So I'm pretty excited about the fact that maybe we can make a little bit more money on lesser priced items that we grow. See you on the next TechLine Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The calorie pear tree, while pleasing to the eye, poses threats to native plant species. Kansas Department of Agriculture noxious weed specialist Scott Marsh relays what other names the calorie pear possesses, its identifiable characteristics, and downfalls.
Most commonly known as Bradford pear. Other names are Cleveland Select, Chanticleer, and Aristocrat. It's a very common ornamental species. A lot of people have planted it in their yard or their landscaping. Most people know it by the large amount of white flowers it produces in the spring, ending the year in the fall with fairly bright red foliage. It's not the worst looking live landscape tree, but it does have a very particular odor. A lot of people have offered different descriptions of that odor, but none of them were good. It's fairly foul smelling. It also has some brittle branching, which can split off from the tree in wind and snow and rainstorms. And unfortunately, when the tree breaks, it produces a lot of sprouts from its shallow root system.
He discusses the effects of the calorie pear on its surroundings.
It is a highly invasive species, and it does spread into unmanaged areas like vacant lots and currently unused areas. When it does spread into unmanaged areas, it really takes over. It's not just the one tree that got accidentally spread there. It reproduces prolifically, so it builds up until it forms a monoculture, which means the only species growing in this area. It crowds out all the native and desirable species, eliminating the biodiversity in that area and reducing the amount of wildlife that use the area.
Marsh explains why the KDA isn't mandating the removal of growing calorie pear trees.
We are not going to require anybody to cut down a tree that is currently growing in their landscape. And that was not the intent at all. If we wanted to do that, we would have listed it as a noxious weed, because people who have these trees planted them in good faith and spent a lot of money on them.
That was KDA, noxious weed specialist Scott Marsh, on the calorie pear tree and its impact on Kansans and their landscapes. Marsh recommends chokecherry or elderberry trees as replacements for the calorie pear. To learn more, visit www.agriculture.ks.gov. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include over 100 fancy red Angus, black Angus, and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They're bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for February through April calving. There'll be 70 choice black-white face and Hereford 3-year-old cows. They're bred for March and April calves. 50 reputation Hereford cows, 4 to 7 years old, bred to Oling and Gustafson Hereford bulls for February to April calves. There'll be 70 fancy red Angus cows. They'll be 5 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls for March and April calving. There'll be over 275 black, Tim Angus, and red Angus cows, including 2 dispersals from 3 years to short and solid. All are bred for late February through April calving. Also offered will be 75 cow-calf pairs, 3 to 6 years old, with 30 to 90-day-old calves by side. For more information or to consign cows for a special cow sale, Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Donuts, cakes, pastries, and pancakes. It is the day to get your fill. We will help get you started on a Mardi Gras edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 13th, the 44th day of the year. Renowned test pilot Chuck Yeager was born today, and this is Shrove Tuesday, alternatively known as Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, or Pancake Day. The common tradition is to use up rich foodstuffs before Lent. So let's get started with the official Almanac.com Shrove Tuesday pancake recipe. In a mixing bowl, beat 4 eggs, add a cup of milk, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 2 cups of flour, and a 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Drop the batter onto a preheated and greased griddle or skillet. The fun starts, of course, in customizing your flapjacks. From traditional maple syrup to fruit toppings, chocolate chips, cheese, or even peanut butter, anything goes on Pancake Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more recipes at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees. Highs in the middle 50s on tap for this Shrove Tuesday.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 58 against the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. Final score was 25-22. Here's what quarterback and Super Bowl 58 MVP Patrick Mahomes had to say to the media after the game.
I can't even explain what was going through my mind. I was just in extreme joy. Didn't even know where to go. Just so excited. I'm so proud of the team, so proud of the guys. And that was the very end. That was my cosmos season. I said it.
In his MVP efforts, Patrick Mahomes threw 34 for 46 for 333 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He also led the team in rushing with 9 carries and 66 yards. Last night's win was the Chiefs' 3rd Super Bowl win in the last 5 years and their 2nd over the San Francisco 49ers. They're also the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls since the 2003 and 2004 New England Patriots. Mid-America Network Sports.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompe and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying a Derby mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Before the big game on Sunday, the Kansas Jayhawks defended their home court at Allen Fieldhouse against the Baylor Bears, coming away with a close victory, 64-61. Here's what head coach Bill Self had to say.
I was hoping the game was slow, which it was. I was hoping the game was ugly and muddy, which it was, in large part because they turned it over, and in large part because we couldn't make shots. This is probably the least happy I've been after a win because That's not how you play basketball. And that's certainly not the intellect in which you're supposed to play.
Here's what K-State head coach Jerome Tang had to say about his team's loss in Provo, Utah to the BYU Cougars, 72-66.
Last time I was here, it came down to we got a block at the buzzer on the Brandon Davies three. It was an incredible environment and great game. And once again, the environment didn't fail to live up to the great reputation that it has.
K-State's next matchup is against TCU at home. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, following last year's 9-win season and a Pop-Tarts Bowl victory.
K-State Nation, the best fans in college football.
2024 K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Prices start at just $200 to see quarterback Avery Johnson and the Cats this fall in the Bill.
Johnson wants to throw and wants to go deep. And
order or renew your season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
Tuesday night tip-offs in our feature game, Valley Heights entertains Clifton Clyde live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Hanover is at Washington County. Frankfort at Onega. Axtell travels to Troy. Linz at Lakeside Downs, and Centralia will host Blue Valley Randolph. Marysville idle until Friday. Again tonight, it's Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde live on KNDY-FM 98.5.
KNDY.
Leave my t-shirt in the hall. Like a needle finds a groove, baby, we'll remember what to do to drown out every distraction. It's time we made it happen. Strip it down, strip it down. Back to you and me, like it used to be, when it was an old back road with an old school beat. Cowboy boots by your to their home.